I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. We're going to celebrate together as a church communion. This is, communion means intimacy or fellowship. This is an opportunity for us to enter in, to remember what Jesus did, what it costs. I'm a sinner, saved by grace, now a saint, because he's changed me, he's made me new. What it cost is the cross. What it cost is God the Son of God, becoming human so that as a human, all my sins, all the record of wrongs that I've committed have been credited to his account, and he took those to the cross and paid the price in full. So that today, I can stand before a holy, a just God who hates evildoers as a saint, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. What a treasure that is. Celebrate, receive, enjoy that treasure today. We'll serve you if you're a believer, if you're leaning into Jesus' finished work alone. Take bread, take juice, hold those in your hands, reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served, we'll take those together as the body of Christ. Jesus, what sweet, sweet salvation we enjoy today. It's all because of you, Jesus. Because you came. Because you took on flesh. Because you came to die as the Lamb of God who takes away my sins. Thank you for laying down your own life, sacrificing yourself in my place so that I can be washed clean, completely forgiven, and stand before a holy, just, and good God with the record of debt that stood against me canceled, nailed to the cross. I can stand before you as a new creation, with a new heart and new desires. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did. Thank you for your body broken, your blood poured out to make a sinner like me new. We receive together a good gift from your hand and say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. Blood of the covenant poured out to make us new. Drink